我们一同看到马可福音第十章第十七节到第三十一节。
Let's go to Mark chapter 10, verses 17 to 31.
第十七节，耶稣出来行路的时候，有一个人跑来，跪在他面前，问他说：“良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受永生？”
As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. Good teacher, he asked.What must I do to inherit eternal life?
当耶稣在走路的时候呢，有一个人用跑的方法跑过来，然后赶上了耶稣以后呢，他就跪在他的面前。
So as Jesus was walking, a person ran after him, overtook him, and knelt before him.
而且他称耶稣说：“你是良善的夫子。”
And he greeted Jesus as good teacher.
他带着一个问题来到耶稣的面前。
He asked Jesus a question.
我当做什么事才可以承受永生
？What must I do to inherit eternal life？
也就是在这一个人的心里面，他希望得到一个答案：我要做什么事情呢？我才可以承受永生
？In his heart, he was searching an answer. What must I do to inherit eternal life？
耶稣对他说：“你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。
”Why do you call me good？Jesus answered, No one is good except God alone.
这个人跑到耶稣的面前，他是要问的问题是，我要做什么事才可以承受永生？
So he asked, What must I do to inherit eternal life?
耶稣却第一句的回答说，你为什么称我是良善的？
Instead, Jesus answered, Why do you call me good?
接下来耶稣对他说，诫命你是晓得的，不可杀人，不可奸淫。不可偷盗，不可做假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。
Then Jesus said, "You know the commandments: Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, do not defraud, honor your father and mother."
因为他要问我要做什么事情才可以承受永生。
What must I do to inherit eternal life?
所以耶稣就回到犹太人。非常熟悉的十诫来告诉他说：“你必须做，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。”
So in response, Jesus told what is familiar among Jewish people: Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, do not defraud, honor your mother, father and mother.
我们如果仔细去读的话，这里总共有六个诫命。
Read carefully. There are six commandments.
事实上，犹太人他们有十个诫命，是摩西所颁布的十个诫命。
Moses gave Jewish people ten commandments.
那事实上，耶稣只有讲后面的六个诫命。
But Jesus only mentioned the last six commandments.
这十诫的里面呢，前面四个诫呢是人对神的关系。
The first four commandments is the relationship between man and God.
后面的六个诫命呢是人对人的关系。
The last six commandment is about the relationship between man and man.
那到底什么是前面那四个诫呢？
What about the first four commandment?
第一个诫说，除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
The first one, you shall have no other gods before me.
第二个诫是不可为自己雕刻偶像。
Second, you shall not make for yourself an idol.
第三诫不可妄称耶和华你神的名。
Third, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God.
第四诫，当纪念安息日，守为圣日。
Fourth, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy.
所以，耶稣只有提后面的六个诫而已。
Why Jesus only mentioned the last six commandments?
他却没有提前面的四个诫。
Instead of mentioning the first four.
我们看到这个跑到耶稣面前来的这个人，他做了一个很特别的动作。
The person in front of Jesus did something very special.
他跪在耶稣的面前。
He knelt.
跪或者是拜或者是献祭，在犹太人的生活的信仰里面呢，这个只有一个对象，那就是只有对神可以做这样的事情。
Kneeling or protracting is only to God.
我们在耶稣的门徒里面，我们来看他们对这件事情的反应是怎么样。
What about disciples' response to this person?
在彼得第一次往哥林流家里去，第一次向外邦人去传福音的时候，发生了一些事情。
When Peter first spread the gospel among Gentile Cornelius, something happened.
在使徒行传里面记载着，彼得一进到哥尼流的家，哥尼流就迎接他，俯伏在他脚前拜他。
As Peter entered the house, Cornelius met him and fell at his feet in reverence.
彼得的反应说，却拉着他说，起来，你起来，我也是人。
But Peter made him get up, stand up. He said, I am only a man myself.
哥尼流向他跪拜。
Cornelius knelt before him.
但是彼得说，你起来，我也是人，我不许你跪拜我。
But Peter said, stand up, because I'm a man myself.
当保罗和巴拿巴被安提阿的教会差派第一次出去传道的时候，
The first mission with Paul and Barnabas.
他们来到路斯德一个地方，他们使一个生来瘸腿的人起来行走，引起极大的反应。
They make a cripple walk, and that stirred a great response among bystanders.
结果呢，有城外丢失庙的祭司牵着牛，拿着花圈来到门前，要同众人向使徒献祭。
Right, a priest of Jews whose temple was just outside the city thought they were a man to the city gates.Because they thought they were God and wanted to offer sacrifice to them.
巴拿巴和保罗二使徒听见，就撕开衣服，跳进众人中间，喊着说。
But when the apostle Barnabas and Paul heard of this, they tore their clothes and rushed out into the crowd, shouting.
诸君为什么做这样事呢？我们也是人，性情和你们一样。
Man, why are you doing this? We too are only men, human like you.
二人说了这些话，紧紧拦住众人，不献祭于他们。
Even with these words, they had difficulty keeping the crowd from sacrificing to them.
这两位使徒行了神迹，所以连其他宗教的祭司呢，也要来向他们献祭。
So these two disciples performed miracles. The priests of others, religion came to offer sacrifice to them.
所以有犹太信仰的保罗跟巴拿巴立刻拒绝，因为我也只是一个人而已。
But Paul and Barnabas refused, saying, "I'm only a person also. We're only person also."
所以我们看见彼得拒绝人向他跪拜，保罗、巴拿巴也拒绝人向他跪拜。
So we can see Peter, Paul, and Barnabas refuse people kneeling before them.
老使徒约翰呢，被主引领看见异象。
So disciple John saw a vision.
在启示录中记载，他看见了天使，并且天使对约翰来说话。
In Revelation, he saw the vision of angel, and angels spoke to him.
天使吩咐我说，你要写上，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了。又对我说，这是神真实的话。
Then the angel said to me, Write, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, These are the true words of God.
我就俯伏在他脚前要拜他，他说，千万不可，我和你并那些为耶稣做见证的弟兄同是做仆人的，你要敬拜神，因为预言中的灵意乃是为耶稣做见证。
At this, I fell at his feet to worship him.But he said to me, Do not do it. I am a fellow servant with you and with your brothers who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
所以彼得、保罗拒绝人向他们跪拜。
So Peter and Paul refused people kneeling before them.
老约翰看见天使啊，他就想要向天使来跪拜。
John wanted to kneel before the angel.
但是天使拒绝说我你不能向我敬拜，你只能敬拜上帝。
But angel refused, said you should only kneel before God.
所以这个人来到耶稣面前跪下来。
So this person came and knelt before Christ.
耶稣有没有跟着他们反应说，哦，你不可以拜，我也只是人而已。
But Jesus did not refuse.
耶稣完全的接受他的跪拜。
Jesus accepted him wholeheartedly.
所以。十诫的里面，前面的四诫，这个人跪拜在耶稣的面前，他满足了前面这四诫。
So this person kneeling fulfilling the first four commandments.
因为第一诫说，除了我以外，你不可有别的神。他跪在耶稣的面前。
He knelt before God, the only God.
第二诫不可为自己雕刻偶像来跪拜，他跪拜的只在耶稣的面前。
And then second one is no idol, and he knelt no other idol but Jesus.
第三诫说不可妄称耶和华你神的名，他称耶稣良善的。那良善的耶稣说，只有上帝一位是良善的。
Sir, don't call his name in vain, and he called Jesus good teacher.
第四诫当纪念安息日，守为圣日。这位站在的就在耶稣的面前，在耶稣的面前真正享受了神所赐的安息。
The fourth is observe Sabbath. He came, knelt in front of Jesus to enjoy the Sabbath.
所以这个少年，这个人呢，他满足了十诫的前面的四诫，他认识接受了这位耶稣，就是他当敬拜的对象。
So this person satisfied the fourth commandment, knelt before Jesus.
按我们今天所认识的基督的真理来讲的话，他是相信了耶稣基督，他是一个得救的人。
So he believed in Jesus, he was saved.
耶稣对他说了后面的那六个诫的时候，他接下来第二十节，他对耶稣说：“夫子，你刚才所说的那六个诫呢？这一切我从小都遵守了。”
Then he said, "Teacher," he declared, "All these I have kept since I was a boy."
所以我们如果按今天圣经的真理来看他的话，他不仅仅是一个得救的人。
So according to Bible, not only he was saved.
他还有后面的六个诫，他有生活上的见证。
He also lived a testimony to the last six commandments.
所以二十一节说，耶稣看着他就爱他。
So Jesus looked at him and loved him.
你看教会的牧师如果看到这样的人，难道不爱他吗
？As a preacher, I will love such person too.
又得救了。
Not only he was saved,
而且生活有见证。
And he lived a testimony.
所以当然会表达的，连门徒都看出来，耶稣充满了那种爱的表情，对着这一个跪在他面前的人。
Even disciple can see Jesus' love for him.
可能在我们当中，你是一个很愿意追求主的人。
Maybe you're willing to search for God.
你已经是一个确定得救的人。
Maybe you're saved already.
而且你是在你生活上有见证的人。
Maybe you live out the testimony as a Christian.
这样的人，耶稣对他说。你还缺少一件。
But then he said, "You still need one thing."
去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。
So one thing you lack, he said, "Go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me."
今天的信息讲到侍奉的突破。
So we're talking about breakthrough in ministry.
侍奉的突破
Breakthrough in ministry.
是一个得救的人
It's a safe person to serve.
是一个有见证的人
A person with testimony.
你愿意跟随这位耶稣
You're willing to follow Jesus.
你侍奉这位主
You serve him.
但是你会遇到瓶颈的
But you will facing bottleneck in serving.
你会遇到障碍的
You will encounter obstruction.
你会感觉到你好像在属灵的成长上好像停止了已经没有办法再往前的感觉。
You may stumble and stop.
耶稣要对你说
Jesus will say to you,
你还缺少一件。
One thing you lack.
你缺少了这一件，如果有的话，你接下来你才能够跟从我。
You have to do that, then you can follow me.
我们事实上一个追求主的人，你就会经验到这样的过程。
When you're really searching God, you will experience such dilemma.
第二十二节，他听见这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁的走了，因为他的产业很多。
At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth.
耶稣周围一看，对门徒说：“有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难啊！”
Jesus looked around and said to his disciple, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God."
什么叫做有钱财的呢？
What do you mean, rich people?
在英文里面讲说是有富足的，他讲的是富足的人呢，要进神的国是何等的难呢
？So in Bible said how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God.
有的地方讲说财主进神的国何等的难呢
？Some says also people with great wealth.
听起来耶稣是无产阶级专政的。
So maybe it sounds like communist.
我在小的时候呢，我的祖母呢给我100块钱，让我说 去存在银行里面。
When I was little, my grandma gave me $100 deposit into the bank.
那个时候我年纪很小。
I was very young.
那时候的100块钱等于是美金2.5块。
At that time, 100 Taiwanese dollars worth about 2.5 US dollar.
我整天都在想着那个钱。
I thought about the money all day long.
那么小的年纪，我在想那个过一阵子以后利息不知道能够多出多少钱。
Even I was young, I was thinking about the interest from the deposit.
还是我应该把这100块钱拿出来投资
？Maybe I should invest this $100.
还是去买玩具
？Or buy toy.
所以我整天的思想里面就一直在这里想这件事情。
So I was thinking all those possibility with this money.
朝思暮想。
Day in and day out.
我那个时候我感觉到我就是一个财主。
I feel rich.
因为那个钱财成为了我的主人。
Because the money turned into my master.
我不需要很多的钱，但是只要那个钱成为我的主人，我就是一个财主。
I don't need much as long as I have some. I'm the master.
因为我觉得我已经很充满了。
I think I'm full with money.
这个意思，耶稣的意思就是一个很充满的人的话呢，再也没有空间能够容纳耶稣所要赐给你的福分。
If you are loaded, there's no room for God's blessing to you.
所以这样的人要进神的国是很难的。
So such person cannot enter the kingdom of God.
这已经是耶稣出来侍奉的第三年。
Jesus into his third year into his ministry.
第三年的侍奉，耶稣只有注重在门徒的训练。
He stressed on disciple training.
所以在这个时候讲进神的国，不是讲得救不得救的事情。
So enter the kingdom of God is no longer saved or not.
进神的国事实上有不同的含义，也可以讲得救这件事情。
It's a different meaning. You can say being saved.
或者是进入神的荣耀也是的。
Or into God's glory.
或者是得着耶稣所要赐的丰富的生命也是可以的。
Or getting that rich inheritance.
所以这个地方事实上主耶稣在这里不是针对这个跪在地上的人，他真正的对象是他的门徒。
So actually he was speaking to his disciple other than just this person.
事实上耶稣等于是告诉他的门徒说，将来你们侍奉的这条路上呢，你们会遇到瓶颈的。
So he was predicting they will encounter bottlenecks during their ministry.
你们遇到瓶颈的原因不是因为你们不足。
Not because you're lacking.
而是你感觉到你已经丰富了，你够了。
Because you felt you had enough.
所以你还要再更多的承受神所要赐你的丰富呢，你会有瓶颈的，你会有障碍的。
So there's obstruction to further receiving God's supply.
所以二十四节，门徒就稀奇他的话。耶稣又对他们说：“小子，倚靠钱财的人进神的国是何等的难啊！”
The disciples were amazed at his word, but Jesus said again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God."
骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易呢。
It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
主耶稣是用当时这个巴勒斯坦这个地方的一个实际的状况来说明这件事情。
It's a current culture to explain this parable.
在巴勒斯坦那里，每一个城市呢，它都会有做一个城门。
In Palestine, there's a gate in every city.
当晚上的时候呢，就把城门关起来。
And a gate will be closed during nighttime.
城门的旁边会有一个好像瞭望台一样的。
And there's a watchtower along the gate.
瞭望台的下面会有一个小的门。
And there's a tiny little door underneath the watchtower.
所以晚上的时候把大的城门关起来，但是如果实在有必须进出的时候呢，他就把旁边那个小的门呢打开。
The big gate will close after sundown, but if you need to enter or go out, then you can go through the little door under the watchtower.
所以晚上如果骆驼要进去的话呢，就把他身上的东西卸下来，让那个骆驼学习蹲下来的方法，慢慢慢慢这样爬过去，可以从那个小的门就穿过去了。
So during the night when camel need to enter the city, they have to nail down, remove everything, then go through the little gate.
所以耶稣是用这样的比喻来告诉他们说，骆驼如果要穿过那个小门呢，还比那个自己以为丰富的人呢，要进神的国还要容易。
So Jesus used this analogy, saying it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
所以门徒就分外特别的稀奇，对他说：“这样谁能够得救呢？”
The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, "Who then can be saved?"
在这里讲得救的话呢，不是我们刚刚讲的蒙恩得救的得救而已。
Here being saved has a different meaning.
但是在当时的门徒的思想里面呢，他们只想到说能够进入神的国，所以他们想的当时他们的认知里面呢，他们用了这个得救这个字。
But according to disciple, they think being saved meaning entering the God's kingdom.
耶稣看着他们
，Jesus looked at them.
在人是不能，在神却不然，因为神凡事都能。
Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God."
一个自己以为丰富的人，要去承受神所赐的那个丰盛呢？事实上是没有办法的。
If you think you have everything, you're loaded, then you won't be getting more supply from God.
除非你把身上的那一件东西拿下来，你才有空间容纳神所要赐给你的福分。
You need to get rid of what you have, then receive the further richness from heaven.
我们基督徒往往会有一个错误的认知，以为得救就是一次的得救。
Some Christian may think being saved just one-time deal.
所以彼得这个时候就对他说：“看哪、啊，我们已经撇下所有的，跟从你了。”
Peter said to him, "We have left everything to follow you."
我们来看得救的过程，对一个基督徒或者说在神的救恩的里面的得救呢，是怎么样的一回事
？What's the true meaning of being saved for a Christian?
在这里讲到救恩是因信耶稣得拯救，这个叫做得救。
Salvation is to be saved through faith.Through Jesus Christ.
或者讲到进神的国也是救恩。
Or some say salvation is entered the kingdom of God.
或者得永生也是叫做救恩。
Or sometimes say salvation through eternal life.
所以这个名词的用法呢，这几样不同的名词，事实上所表达了它有不同的阶段的层次。
So there's a different level of salvation or being saved.
我们心灵向神的福音打开的时候，接受耶稣是我的救主的时候，这个时候我的灵呢就得救了，这个叫做称义。
So when we open our heart, let the Holy Spirit coming in, we call justification.
当我这个灵让耶稣的圣灵能够进来的时候，这个称义呢，我就可以成为一个基督徒。
So when Holy Spirit enter you, then you become a Christian.
但是我的魂还需要得救。
But my soul needs further salvation.
这个魂就包括我们的思想、我们的情感跟我们的意志。
Because soul includes our emotions, our thinking, and our will.
因为我的思想、我的情感、我的意志呢，都还是我原来以前的那个旧的人。
Because the will, the emotion, and the thinking may still have old self in it.
没有耶稣基督的成分。
There's nothing about Jesus in those old selves.
所以我的魂还需要得救。
So my soul needs salvation.
所以这个圣经里面讲叫做成圣。
So that's the process called sanctification.
所以我的成圣的过程中，我仍然需要耶稣天天拯救我。
So we need Jesus daily.
所以耶稣才说：“你们若离了我，你们什么都不能做。”
So if you leave me, nothing.Can be accomplished.
有些人以为自己成为基督徒了以后，我就不需要在耶稣拯救了，我已经够了。
Sometimes I'm saved, so that's enough.
但是耶稣说，你若离了我，你什么都不能做。
But Jesus said, if you leave me, nothing can be accomplished.
我们的思想只有靠着耶稣来拯救，他的思想才会成为我的思想。
We need to think like Jesus. Only Jesus can do that for us.
我的情感我的喜好也是需要耶稣来拯救我，我才能够有耶稣基督的情感，耶稣基督的喜好。
My emotion and everything should be like Jesus. Only Jesus can help us achieve those.
我的意志也是需要耶稣来拯救，否则我仍然是用我自己个人的决定来做决定，不是以耶稣的决定来做决定。
If I base my own will to decide everything, then it won't matterWe need Jesus into our every decision in life.
如果一个人他的灵，他的心灵的灵的里面呢，他觉得他很充满，他就没有办法接受耶稣的拯救。
If you think your soul is enough, then you will not receive Jesus.
Your spirit, 你的灵啊，如果觉得很够了，我不需要耶稣拯救的话，你就没有办法领受他的救恩。
So if your spirit not thinking about Jesus, then you cannot be sanctified further.
那你的魂呢，如果觉得很丰满了，我自己那套思想很伟大，我不需要耶稣的思想，我这个情感也 很棒，很完整，我不需要耶稣。那这样的话，你的魂还没有拯救。
If you think your way is good enough, then you won't be completely sanctified.
所以我们一个基督徒的成长过程中，就可以开始感觉得到，这个人的思想呢，是耶稣的思想呢，还是他自己原来那个人的思想？
So as a Christian, you have to think about the way of thinking, whether it's according to your own way or according to Jesus.
或者他的情感里面，他喜欢这个或不喜欢这个，是他原来这个人原来救人的喜好呢，还是耶稣的喜好，就会产生一个明显的区别出来。
And your life and hate still according to your own way or based on Jesus' teaching, that will make the difference.
同样的，你的意志也是一样。
Your will is the same way.
所以，如果自己觉得丰满的、丰富的话呢，你没有办法经历耶稣每一天的拯救。
If you think you're full, you're loaded, then you won't receive further a saving from Jesus.
然后我们的身体呢，也需要得救的。
Our body needs to be saved also.
我们的身体一直在等到耶稣再一次回来的时候，我们这个身体呢，就会死的人呢，就复活了。
Until the second coming of Jesus, our body will be glorified.
我们的身体给我们的是一个不会朽坏的荣耀的身体。
The resurrected body will beThere forever.
那个是得荣耀。
That's the glorification.
所以耶稣在这里对这个在他面前的这个人来讲的事情上，我们需要的得救呢，是这一个持续的过程，叫做得救。但是他的门徒当时并不清楚这件事情。
So salvation actually is a continuous process, but his disciple didn't understand that.
所以基督徒，我们也可以说，你得救了吗？你说我的灵得救了。
So when you ask Christian, are you saved? He says, my spirit is saved.
但是我的魂仍然需要耶稣继续拯救。
But my soul needs further sanctification from Jesus.
所以我们要知道得救的层次呢不一样。所以得救的层次不一样，也就是讲到你所领受的永生的层次就跟着成正比的不一样了。
So there's a different level of salvation, as well as different level of eternal life.
所以我们侍奉主、跟随主，就希望盼望我能够得着更丰富的生命。
So serve him, we need to enrich our life through Jesus Christ.
所以若是你一个是跟随耶稣的人的话，你一定会经历到一件事情。
If you really follow Jesus, you will experience certain thing.
耶稣会对你说话的。
Jesus will speak to you.
而且耶稣会很清楚、很明白的指向一件的事情。
He will point clearly to you.
他会对你说你还缺少一件。
And he will tell one thing you lack.
你这一件如果愿意顺服的话呢，接下来你就有办法继续跟随我。
If you obey, come and follow me.
如果你已经走在这条路上，你觉得你的属灵的成长已经进入一种好像慢下来了，已经是一个停滞状态的时候，你要仔细听耶稣要对你所说的话。
If you feel stagnant in the walk of God, you have to open your ear, really listen to Jesus.
所以在这里对这个跪在面前的人呢，主耶稣对他的带领呢，直接指出来是他的障碍在哪里，他的瓶颈在哪里呢？他的障碍在他的财富。
For this person nailed in front of Jesus, the bottleneck was his inheritance, his rich, his money.
可能对你的过程呢，你的主耶稣可能要指出来是你的地位，你很重视地位，你很重视好名声。
For you, maybe your position and your reputation.
可能是权势
and your power.
可能是你的自尊
or your pride.
或者是你的健康
maybe your health.
说不定是你的家庭
maybe your family.
你的孩子
your children.
你的爱情
your romance.
你的学位
your degree.
你的享受
and your enjoyment.
你的习惯
your habit.
你的脾气
and your temper.
你的传统
and your tradition.
可能主耶稣就直接对你指出来，就是这一样，你还少一样，就是这一样。
one thing lacking.
你这一样如果处理的话，你才有办法继续跟随我。
So you need to get rid of it and follow me.
所以在这里不是一个通用的方式，说每一个人跟随耶稣，主耶稣指的都是你的财产。
So it's not universal among everyone. Everybody is different.
而且一个阶段你会发现，主耶稣会对你再一次提说，还少这一件。
Sometime at different level, Jesus will point out different thing you are lacking.
如果你有这样的感觉，你的侍奉，你的跟随确实是慢下来，一定有一件事情卡住了。
If you feel stagnant in your ministry, there must be one thing there.
主耶稣在这里不但指出来，他还告诉你，这件事情要处理掉呢，在人是不能的。
So Jesus will point that to you on your own. You may not get rid of it yourself.
但是他说，在神却不然。
But nothing is impossible.
因为神凡事都能。
Because in God nothing is impossible.
我们一定会有一个心中的所爱的，我们放不下来。
There must be something you love, you cannot get rid of.
有时候我们想靠自己去挣扎，想要去胜过这个是心中所爱的。
You struggle mightily, try to overcome the thing you love.
我们却忘了这位凡事都能的上帝。
And we forgot God is Almighty.
连要挪去这个心中所爱的那个主耶稣说缺少的那一件的事情，我们都得向神来祈求。
You need to ask him to get rid of the thing you love to serve him.
所以跟随耶稣啊，不是靠自己。
So follow Jesus is not on your own power.
当我们去恳求他的能力降下来啊，这个是肯定的事情。
So we ask earnestly.For his power.
有心跟随主的人 有时候往往就 盯着眼睛看那件他所爱的事情，主要叫他挪去的事情成为他的对象。
Sometimes we're just fascinated on the thing we love.
即使是在这样情况，我们的眼目仍然是要注视着这位主。
But we should keep our eye on the Lord.
要向他呼求，在我不能，我挪去这件事情我是不能的。
Ask him.For me, it's impossible, but for you, nothing is impossible.
求你救我。
Please save me.
在我不能，但是在你凡事都能。
I cannot do it on my own, but you can.
那你就会经历到一种极大的喜乐和平安。
Then you will experience tremendous joy and peace.
彼得在这个时候，他算一算啊，我跟随耶稣跟随了三年多了。他说，我们已经撇下所有的跟从你了。
So Peter said, the last 3 years, we gave up everything to follow you.
耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，人为我和福音撇下房屋，或是弟兄姐妹、父母儿女、田地。
I tell you the truth, Jesus replied, no one who has left home or brothers or sister or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel.
没有不在今世得百倍的。
Will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age.
就是房屋、弟兄、姐妹、母亲、儿女、田地，并且要受逼迫。
Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, and with them persecutions.
再来世必得永生。
And in the age to come, eternal life.
我们在这里再一次看见哈，主耶稣说，再来世必得永生。
So in the age to come, eternal life.
所以这个一定不是讲得救的事情。
So this is not about salvation.
也就是说在来世呢，在永恒的里面呢，你要得那个丰盛的生命。
So you will in the age to come, eternal life, get richness.
然而有许多在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前。
But many who are first will be last, and the last first.
在这里主耶稣讲得很清楚，在今生你会经历的事情，跟在来生你会经历的事情。
So this is clearly mentioned about in present life and in the age to come.
他说在今生呢，你就能够得房屋、弟兄、姐妹、母亲、儿女、田地百倍的。
So even in this life, you will receive 100 times as much in the present age. Homes, brothers, sisters, mother, children, and so on and so forth.
你撇下，结果会得百倍。
So you gave up, but you will receive 100 times as much.
是真的吗？
Is it true?
是真的。
It is true.
我每次外出去讲道的时候，我就发现弟兄姐妹的房子就是我的房子。
Every time when I'm preaching, brother sister's house is my house.
我到他们家，他们用最好的房间让我住。
They entertain me with their best room.
而且我不需要去整理的。
And I don't have to tidy it up.
这难道不是百倍吗？
Isn't that 100 times?
弟兄姐妹，
Brother and sisters.
我的所面对的每一次到一个地方去的弟兄姐妹，那不是成千成百，一下子又多出这么多的弟兄和姐妹来吗？
Every time I visit other places, there are like so many brothers and sisters. They multiply 100 times.
还有那些长辈啊，很关心我。缺什么吃的，少什么东西的，不断的这样像父母一样的来照顾我。
So many elder brothers and sisters just treat me like my parents, keep on asking me more to eat and enjoy it and entertain me.
所以耶稣所说的今生的事情是真实的。
So for this life, in this present age, it's absolutely true.
如果他今生所讲的，我所经历的是真实的话，那他说来真的，那真实的。
If in this present age is true, then what about the age to come? Of course.
那怎么样领受呢？
Then how can you receive it?
所以在这里我们要注意到，原来是有个障碍会出现的。
Just be careful about the obstacle.
让耶稣来告诉你。
Listen to Jesus.
他会对你指明说，你还缺少一件。
He will point it out what is lacking.
你要靠着他的能力来胜过这件事情。
Rely on his power to overcome.
不要靠自己。
Not on yourself.
你要对主耶稣说，我还是很喜欢这件事情。
Admit to him, I still love this thing.
哇，那个我在我心中是何等的宝贝啊！
It's precious in my heart.
你说你要我放下这件事情。
You want me to give it up.
是非常困难、很痛苦的事情。
It's difficult.
你不要留在那里与那件事情来挣扎。
Don't struggle about it.
你要向他祷告。
Pray to him.
求你把你的喜好加给我。
Ask him.To take over your hobby.
所以事实上，基督徒走这条跟随主的道路，不是很勉强自己、很痛苦的挣扎之下来走这条路的。
On the road to follow Jesus, actually, it's not difficult or suffering.
当你呼求在神的面前承认自己实在没有办法胜过的时候，你会经历到从神从上而降下来的恩典。
When you admit you cannot overcome on yourself, then you will receive the power coming from Him.
一个正确基督徒的舍下呢，不是因为实在是挣扎了以后才做出来的结果。
The true giving up is not through struggling.
当你祷告的时候，主会把你的眼睛打开的。
After you pray, God will open your eyes.
你会看见属灵中的事情。
So you will see something more spiritual.
你会发现，原来主要所预备给你的那个丰盛啊，那个荣耀啊，远远的超过你以为宝贝的东西。
You will discover the richness from God is much more precious than the one you treasured in the past.
所以我每一次舍下，是因为看见更高的荣耀。
So every time I gave up, I saw more.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果你没有看见这个荣耀，在人不能，在神凡事都能。
If you did not see the glory, of course, on yourself, it's impossible. But in God's eyes, nothing is impossible.
你要跟主求说，主啊，求你把荣耀显给我看。
Ask God to show him his glory, show you his glory.
如果这里有两样东西，
if there are two things in front of you,
当你看见了这个荣耀比这个荣耀大的时候，你不是痛苦的，你是奔跑的，朝着那个荣耀去走的。
So when you see one has greater glory, you will go after it.
当我们中间的吴牧师啊，他们夫妇是宣教士。
So there's Pastor Wu and his wife among us. They were missionary.
他们要舍弃家庭哦。
They have to give up their family.
他们的孩子可能自己要想办法自己成长。
Their children have to find ways to take care of their lives themselves.
他们长期的要在陌生的地方。
They serve in long-term mission in strange area.
听起来是很伟大的。
It's a very wonderful thing.
但是一定是有一个更伟大的让他们看见了。
The way they can do it because they saw the glory.
他们看见在神国度里面人的灵魂的那个宝贵看见了。
So they saw the preciousness in saving God's soul, saving a people's soul.
所以他们也经过好几次的挣扎，主耶稣对他说：“你要还有一件你要放下来。”
They struggled and God asked them to give up more.
他们看见的时候，他们就可以放得下来。
But when they saw God's glory, they can leave it.
如果今天他们已经退休，他们回忆起来，他们确实可以经验到他们所遇见的房屋、儿女、兄弟姐妹，那真的是百倍的。
So in retrospect, they really did receive more houses, more brothers, more sisters, more children during their missionary ministry.
你我在奔跑这条路上，你有你的阶段，我有我的阶段。
So everybody have different stages with the walk of God.
你可不可以仔细聆听耶稣对你说的话？
Listen closely what Jesus have said to you.
你还缺少一件。
One thing lacking.
你就在那件事上，在人不能，但是在神，你凡事都能。
For you, it's impossible to give up, but in God, nothing is impossible.
当你一放下的时候，你就会经历到你的属灵的成长就往前跳跃了。
Once you let go, your spiritual life will grow further.
你真正的侍奉这位上帝就得着印证。
Then you can truly serve in your ministry.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢，我们来赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
你所要命定要赏给我们的定规，是我们眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听到，人心也未曾想到的。
The one you meant for us is better than we can think of, better than we ever seen.
主啊，求你施怜悯在我们中间。
Have mercy on us.
开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
让我们看见那荣耀。
Show us your glory.
我们承认我们没有办法。
We are not able.
但是你是全能的主。
But you are Almighty God.
在你凡事都能。
You are able. Nothing is impossible.
常将这样的意象和能力赏给我们。
Show us your vision all the time.
我们愿意奔跑，领受那丰富为我们预备的永生。
So we're running toward you for the eternal life.
不叫我们在地上白白过你所给我们的日子。
So we not waste our life on earth.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 等一下唱诗歌回应的时候，你需要我为你祷告的，请你举手。If you need prayer support, please raise your hand. I'll come by you and pray with you.
Shall we all rise?
好，请大家。